Hello, my name is Chip Henry. I'm a citrus grower in Apopka. My company is McGuire Groves. I've been growing citrus now for over 40 years. As the season progressed, began to realize that the pricing structure was subject to being weakened considerably by imports of orange juice from primarily Mexico, and holding out my fruit and other growers' fruit to the very tail end of the marketing season, waiting for this imported juice to be processed and stored, resulted in a great loss of my fruit from being overripe prior to the actual harvest taking place, and also the market price collapsed. I lost probably $3 or more a box on the tree because the price eroded due to the weakening demand and the stockpiling of the juice building up from the imported products. I hope that growers are taking this seriously, because the end of this season was a disaster. A lot of red ink, a lot of heartache, and a lot of concern for the future. I hope that this is the worst it gets, but I fear that this trend may continue for an indefinite period of time.
Do you know of growers who were stranded with fruit left on their trees this year?
Yes, I've heard reports, some over the East Coast, several trailer loads of fruit that were unable to get committed for harvest. I understand that the juice plants, most of them have closed or imminently going to close. So I fear that some of these reports I'm hearing from growers that don't have their fruit picked, I fear that they may not have a harvest.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.